Franciscan saint of the day. April 13th, Blessed Innocent of Bertso, Confessor, First Order. This saintly and wise educator of youth came from Niardo and was a secular priest before his entrance into the Capuchin Order. On April 16th, 1874, when he was already 30 years old, he received the habit of St. Francis and soon attracted the attention of all by his extraordinary virtues. He was appointed assistant novice master and director of the candidates for the order. It was a fortunate choice, especially as Father Innocent followed the educational principles of St. Francis. He paid due attention to exterior mortification, especially to the bridling the tongue and to religious decorum. Interior mortification, however, he looked upon as the all-important thing, realizing that external discipline without interior compliance is hypocrisy and unwelcome tyranny, which in time degenerates into outright perversity. With real prudence, he often said with St. Francis, "Let everyone pay attention to his own nature, for while one person can get along with less indulgence, I would not have another, who requires more, try to imitate him. But rather, let him take his own nature into account and grant it what it truly needs. Just as we must guard against superfluity of food, so must we beware, too, of too great abstinence. God wants mercy, not sacrifice." Charity was the soul of his educational methods. He loved his pupils, and they loved him. Teacher and pupils were united in the bond of most intimate understanding. He died on March 3, 1890. His hallowed remains rest with the Capuchins in Bertso. The process of his beatification was begun under Pope Benedict XV, and he was beatified in 1961 by Pope St. John XXIII. On prudence. What are we to understand by prudence? That virtue which enables us to select and use the proper means to arrive at our eternal goal. Holy Scripture says, "The wisdom of a discreet man is to understand his way." Proverbs 14:8. Father Innocent was guided by this kind of prudence in his efforts at personal perfection, as well as in his direction of others. In all things, let yourself be guided by the virtue of prudence. Whither does prudence lead? It helps to discriminate between what is right and wrong, vital and unessential, of first importance or of secondary consideration. It tells us that exterior things amount to nothing unless the interior are added to them, that all pious practices are worthless if charity does not elevate them, that the commandments of God are above the ordinances of men, that everything is not proper for everybody. These principles guided Father Innocent's methods. Let them also be your guide. How do we acquire prudence? Above all, from God Himself. He says to us all, "Prudence is mine." Proverbs 8:14. That is why we should plead with God to grant us this inestimable gift, especially if we are charged with the direction of others. "Lean not upon your own prudence." Proverbs 3:5. After that, let us turn to the Mother of God, who is not without reason called the Mother of Good Counsel. She will also prudently advise us if we will take refuge with her. Humble prayer is always better than proud self-reliance. Prayer of the Church. Almighty and eternal God, by whose grace the faithful serve thee in a worthy and pleasing manner, we beseech thee, grant us to follow thy promises without hindrance. Through Christ our Lord. Blessed Innocent of Bairdsow, pray for us.